Guidelines for feeding practices in multi-pet households. Guidelines for feeding practices in multi-pet households are essential for keeping your furry friends happy and healthy. Balancing individual diets is key. Each pet has unique nutritional needs. It's not just about sharing food, it's about making sure everyone eats right. You'll discover effective feeding practices, how to establish schedules, set up separate feeding areas, and tips to reduce food aggression. Let's dive in and create a plan that works best for your pack. Understanding multi-pet feeding guidelines. Importance of individual diets. When you have more than one pet, it's crucial to recognize that each one has its own dietary needs. Just like people, pets come in different shapes and sizes, and they all require specific nutrients. For instance, a kitten needs different food than a senior cat. If you want your furry friends to thrive, you must pay attention to their unique requirements. For more insights on managing food preferences among pets, consider exploring guidelines for managing food preferences. Balancing nutritional needs. Balancing the nutritional needs of your pets can feel like juggling flaming torches. You want to make sure each pet gets what they need without any mix-ups. Here are some key points to consider. 1. Age. Young pets need more calories and nutrients. 2. Size. Larger pets typically require more food than smaller ones. 3. Health issues. Some pets may need special diets due to allergies or health problems. To help you visualize this, here's a simple table. Pet type. Dog age group. Puppy nutritional needs. High protein, fat, and calories. Pet type. Dog age group. Adult nutritional needs. Balanced diet with moderate calories. Pet type. Cat age group. Kitten nutritional needs. High protein and fat for growth. Pet type. Cat age group. Senior nutritional needs. Lower calories, high fiber. Creating a personalized feeding plan. Creating a personalized feeding plan for your pets is like crafting a fine recipe. You need the right ingredients to make it work. Start by observing what your pets like and how they respond to different foods. Here's how to go about it. 1. Consult your vet. Talk to your vet about the best food options for each pet. 2. Monitor their weight. Keep track of their weight to ensure they're not gaining or losing too much. 3. Adjust portions. Based on their activity level, adjust the amount of food you give them. Remember, feeding time should be a joyful experience for both you and your pets. By focusing on their individual needs, you'll create a harmonious feeding routine that keeps everyone happy and healthy. Effective pet feeding practices for multiple pets. Establishing feeding schedules. When you have multiple pets, setting up feeding schedules is key. Think of it as a well-timed dance where everyone knows their steps. By feeding your pets at the same times each day, you create a sense of routine. This helps everyone understand when it's time to eat, reducing confusion and potential chaos. For strategies on understanding social behavior in multi-pet environments, check out Understanding Social Behavior. Here's a simple table to help you plan your feeding schedule. Pet name. Dog 1 feeding time. 8:00 a.m. amount of food. 1 cup. Pet name. Dog 2 feeding time. 8:00 a.m. amount of food. 1 cup. Pet name. Cat 1 feeding time. 8:30 a.m. amount of food. 1/2 cup. Pet name. Cat 2 feeding time. 8:30 a.m. amount of food. 1/2 cup. Stick to these times as closely as possible. This will help your pets feel secure and keep their hunger in check. Using separate feeding areas. Another great tip is to set up separate feeding areas. This means giving each pet their own space to eat. It's like having your own little dining room. This can help prevent food fights and make mealtime more peaceful. To understand how to manage territorial disputes among pets, you might find territorial dispute management helpful. Here are some benefits of separate feeding areas. 1. Reduces competition. Pets won't feel the need to rush or steal food. 2. Encourages healthy eating. Pets can focus on their own food without distractions. 3. Less mess. Keeping food in designated spots makes cleanup easier. Tips for reducing food aggression. Food aggression can be a real issue in multi-pet households. But don't worry. Here are some simple tips to help you manage it. 1. Feed pets in different rooms. This gives each pet their own space and reduces tension. 2. Use slow feeders. These can help pets eat at a slower pace, reducing the urge to guard their food. 3. Stay calm. Your pets can sense your emotions. If you're relaxed, they will be too. By taking these steps, you'll create a more harmonious environment for your furry friends. For additional tips on maintaining healthy relationships among pets, consider checking out Tips for Maintaining Relationships. Strategies for safe pet food sharing. Choosing the right pet food. When it comes to sharing food among your pets, the first step is selecting the right pet food. Not all pet foods are created equal, and what works for one pet might not be suitable for another. Here are some tips to help you choose wisely. 1. Read labels. Check the ingredients. Look for high-quality proteins and avoid fillers. 2. Consider allergies. Be mindful of any food allergies your pets may have. This will help prevent any unpleasant surprises. 3. Consult your vet. Your veterinarian can provide tailored advice on the best food for each of your furry friends. Monitoring portion sizes. Portion control is key when sharing food. Just like humans, pets can overeat, leading to health issues. Here's how to keep those portions in check. 1. Use measuring cups. This helps to give each pet the right amount of food. 2. Set a schedule. Feed your pets at the same time each day to create a routine. 3. Observe their weight. Keep an eye on your pet's weight. If they start to gain or lose too much, adjust their portions accordingly. Ensuring safe food access for all pets. Creating a safe environment for your pets during meal times is crucial. Here's how you can manage food access. 1. Separate feeding areas. Designate specific spots for each pet to eat. This can help prevent food stealing and fights. 2. Use barriers. If you have a pet that tends to hog the food, consider using gates or barriers to keep them away during feeding time. 3. Monitor interactions. Always supervise meal times. This way, you can step in if any issues arise.